Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for joining me as I set the mood for Christ's Passion by bringing you music composed especially to comment on it. So stay tuned and join music historian Monsignor Philip Whitmore for this.
In manus tuas, Domine, commendo spiritum meum. Into your hands, O Lord, I commend my spirit. In St. Luke's account of the Passion, these words from Psalm 31 were the last that Jesus spoke before his death on the cross. How fitting that every night as we prepare for sleep, we pray those same words of Jesus as the responsory at night prayer, entrusting ourselves completely into the hands of our loving Father. Listen to them now in a setting by Thomas Tallis. Christian tradition has grouped together from all four Gospels the seven last words spoken by Jesus. They can assist us in our reflection on the fifth sorrowful mystery, the death of our Lord. There's a remarkable work by Joseph Haydn which is inspired by them, and it's called The Seven Last Words of Our Saviour on the Cross. Rather surprisingly, perhaps, it's an instrumental piece. There are no words. But Haydn could never resist playing musical tricks. Listen to the opening of In Manus Tuas, Domine, Commendo Spiritum Meum, and try to imagine those words being sung to it. In fact, the Latin text would fit that opening phrase perfectly. Haydn did the same with each of the seven movements, starting with a theme to which the words of the Latin title could be sung. He then developed the theme in an extended adagio movement lasting about 10 minutes. Listen now to the start of Consummatum Est. This unusual work was commissioned by a canon of Cadiz, who wanted it for a liturgical ceremony in the cathedral. The bishop was going to preach on each of the seven words, one after another. At the end of each sermon, he would prostrate himself before the altar while the orchestra played Haydn's musical meditation. Holy Week in Cadiz in 1787 must have been one to remember. I'd like to jump ahead now into the 20th century to some fine choral music by the French composer Francis Poulenc. In the mid-1930s, after the tragic death of a close friend, Poulenc rediscovered the faith of his youth. Among the fruits of this religious reawakening were his Quatre motets pour un temps de pénitence, focusing on Holy Week themes. His setting of Tenebrae Facte Sunt uses one of the responsories from the Holy Saturday liturgy. It includes once again those words, Pater, in manus tuas, commendo spiritum meum.
Thank you.
for all the striking harmonies that Poulenc uses, his gift for expressive melody never deserts him. Listen now to the Deus meus, ut quid me derelicquisti? My God, why have you forsaken me? During the Good Friday liturgy, we all kneel in silence at the point in the Passion narrative where our Lord dies. As we contemplate that solemn moment now, let's listen reverently to the passage from Bach's St. Matthew Passion, in which the evangelist sings these simple, heart-rending words. Aber Jesus schrie abermals laut und verschied. And Jesus cried with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit.
Aber Jesus schrie abermal laut. Und
our thanks there go to Monsignor Philip Whitmore, a music historian currently working at the Vatican's Secretariat of State. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick. Thanks for listening.